reminding people that it's happening. We haven't had an election for 2 years. There are new members since then. People forget. You know, those of us or those of you that are extremely active in this process think about it probably all the time. But the majority of people I talk to don't really think very much about this election process. And if we don't encourage them with on-air announcements and so forth, they're probably not even going to bother to vote.
Well, I think that once we've hired our NES, the very first day, that person should be able to do promos that say, we are having an election, and we are looking for board members. We are looking for board members in two categories. There's going to be a deadline, and we're looking. So think about what board members do. And if you want to be able to vote in the upcoming election, you need to have given money between such and such a date. Someone, I don't know whether it was Jane or it was Carolyn, said something about qualifying staff. I think that we should be able to contact our program directors right now. And they should be able to send an email out to all program directors, or all programmers, and put notes in their boxes and say, if you consider yourself a staff member, I need within the week, you to have signed the book to state how many hours you've put in. It shouldn't take that long to determine who is a staff member. I mean, we should have contact information for every staff member. If we don't, then our program directors are incompetent. And so that should not be that complicated. And I don't know about the other stations, but we have a membership director, and that's a full-time job that they should know who is a member. It shouldn't take literally months for them to figure out who is a member. So I still think that from June 30th to August 15th, I don't know what we're doing. I'm looking at this schedule, and I don't know what we're doing. And, I mean, somebody says, well, we need to train our LESs, but it shouldn't take that long to train these people. They should be able to sit down and read what was done before, the recommendations before, get on the same page, and jump in the pool. Thank you.
All right, Carolyn on the stack, please.
Manager on the stack, please.
Okay, Manager hasn't spoken yet, so you are next, and then Carolyn, and then myself. Go ahead, Manager.
I just heard that, you know, people, I don't know, I'm sorry, I didn't know who he was talking about anyway. And that people, you know, LESs should be trained quickly and fast, and they will learn it. We had a horrible experience last time with our person who didn't even file. Finally, with everything that she didn't do, but she didn't even file a report. I would like to emphasize that we need to have people who have experience, past experience, significant past experiences with elections, because we don't want to experience what we experienced last time at WBAI. So I think in terms of qualifications of the people who are being hired for this position should be really clear, and we have to see it beforehand. I personally like to see it beforehand to see who are these people who are getting hired for these positions. They should be qualified to take the position, and they get special training for this election. Thank you.
Carolyn?
Yes, I just wanted to point out that one of the issues with the staff has to do with the GMs bearing down on creating a list. Without that staff registry that Otis had created, we're dependent, again, on the goodwill of the GMs. And if they, in fact, do not know what they're doing, or they don't have the will to vet the staff, we're going to have the same mess we've always had. So it's really important, I guess I'm addressing this to Arlene, that the staff, that the GMs be aware that their responsibility for that staff list could save us a fortune in lawsuits. Our problems with staff lists and complaints and registry and who's a staff member and who isn't really comes down to the GM's ability and willingness and also ability, to repeat myself, to understand who is working for the foundation and who isn't. And so it's really important that they do that without an automated or computerized system. It's dependent, again, on their willingness to address those problems. That's a real issue. Thank you.
Okay. Let me ask the timekeeper, Nia.
Yes.
How many minutes left in this 40-minute item?
Okay. Hold on. 1 second. My phone just went to sleep. 8 minutes is 40 seconds.
Okay. And we need to leave some time to resolve the question about the hiring the firm for the balloting and tabulation. So let's see if we can move to, resolve this issue. I see that Lydia has just posted a motion. So can you read that motion out loud for those, well, both for the people who haven't read it and for the stream, and then let's discuss that and vote on that.
Right, and this was, of course, before we had the whole discussion since I was had been typing it earlier. Okay. So anyway, it says motion on 2012 Pacifica LSB elections timeline. The PNB Elections Committee urges the executive director to quickly announce on the Pacifica website and all five station websites the 2-month election delay and to have general managers include said announcement in each station newsletter prepared following the passage of the present motion, and number two, direct the National Election Supervisor to adhere to the timeline specified in Article 4, Section 5 of the bylaws with all the dates advanced by 2 months as follows. New dates are in the brackets in the motion below, so see if you can follow that. The PNB B is the PNB meet to approve and announce the 2-month postponement in open session immediately. And then it cites the website where you can find the bylaws, kewg.org. And then so it has in a delegate then it just has the whole bylaw section. You want me to read that? In a delegate election year, the nomination period for seats being vacated shall open on August 1st. Now, these are the dates being advanced, previously June 1st, and remain open for 30 days, closing on previously June 3rd. We're saying now August 30th. I mean, June 30th, August 30th.
31st or 30th?
I have 30th. Would that be advancing 30 days? It probably be the 31st. We can tweak that. Let me read the whole thing, and then everybody can tweak. The national and local election supervisors shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station listing all of the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to the members on August 15th, now October 15th, or the following day if October 15th is a mail holiday. To be counted, a ballot must be received on or before previously September 30th, now November 30th, the election close date. All ballots shall be held until the election close date. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election close date, then the election close date shall be extended by up to 4 additional weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor. The national and local election supervisors shall have up to 15 days after the election close date to count the ballots and to certify the results to the LSBs, the board, and the members, which results must be reported by previously October 15th, now December 15th, or if the election close date was extended by 15 days after the extended election close date and shall be posted on the foundations and radios station's website. If no quorum of ballots is obtained by the extended date, then those delegates whose terms would have expired upon the election of new delegates shall remain in office until the next regularly scheduled delegate election.
Okay, so just to clarify for people who are not sitting at a computer, it might be a little confusing. What Lydia was reading was the current bylaws was just juxtaposing, if it is indeed a two-month delay, what the dates would be. And in fact, it's my recollection, they're identical to what Jane read a few minutes earlier. So that's all that was. All of that legalistic language was just, you know, putting in context the new set of dates. But the basic thing is to endorse a two-month delay with the same internal increments as the bylaws prescribe, and saying that that should be published immediately so the whole listenership and staff at all five stations are aware of the new calendar. Okay, so the floor
point of
is open. I'm sorry. Yes.
Point of information. I did Lydia say that for going forward or just this year? Because I object to anything beyond this year.
Lydia?
Let me see. Well, it's called the motion on the 2012 Pacifica LSV elections timeline.
So it's, and but somewhere there was language.
For this year, but I didn't reiterate that in the motion. I just left
the motion
it.
At some point had something in it about going forward or all elections or...
Well,
not for all elections.
Can I make a suggestion, Lydia? Could you just insert the words after in the first item where it says, quickly announce the two-month election delay, and then insert the words for 2012.
Thank you.
The two-month election day for 2012. Yeah.
Okay. The floor is open on Lydia's motion. Oh, first of all, is there a second? That's right. We're in a committee. We don't need a second. All right. Any discussion? Well,
I have a question.
I'm sorry? Who was that, Nancy?
Nancy has a question.
Yes.
We're keeping the ballots for 2 weeks before they're counted.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question? There's an echo.
Okay. We are keeping the ballots after the close of the election. We're keeping them for 2 weeks before they're counted.
No, that's not correct. The bylaw says that there is a 2 week, there's a 15-day maximum to count the ballots and certify the election. So this motion does not change anything. It simply says that date, which currently is October 15th, would simply be advanced exactly 2 months to December 15th.
Okay. My question is, why did this? Is this the best thing for us to have that up to? Because it was It was 2 weeks wait before we counted them last time in Houston.
It's a maximum. It's not a requirement.
Okay. Well,
this is Jane for the stack.
Go ahead.
Okay. The part of Lydia's motion where she refers to the bylaws and new dates in brackets, I think that for all of us it would be a lot simpler to just be specific that what is being proposed. There's just four changes: to revise the nominating period from June 1 to 30th to August 1 through 30th, to revise the ballots to be mailed date from August 15th to October 15th, to revise the deadline for receipt of ballots from September 30th to November 30th, and to revise the deadline to complete the ballot count and certify elections from October 15th to December 15th. So I would move that we just be specific that that's what we're doing.
Okay, and let me just clarify, can we keep in, though, the reference to the section so those who want to, look at it themselves will still quickly be able to do that with on the website?
I think that's good, too. Here, the timeline specified in Article 4, Section 5, with all the advance date advanced by 2 months as follows, and lists those four revisions. So everything else in her motion remain exactly the same, except that instead of having to look through and figure out what that's saying, just simply list them.
Okay.
This is Nia, Bob. This is Nia. Would you like to be recognized?
Sure.
And it's time. This is my timer. Sorry.
All right. So first we have to extend the time so we can finish the debate and then vote on this. So does someone have a proposal for how long to extend on this item? And then we also have to extend for the hiring the balloting firm. So let's start with this item. 10 minutes. That...
Yes, I move to extend 10 minutes. This is Lydia, and I also want to be on the stack.
Okay. Is there any objection to 10 minutes on this item?
But okay. Arlene has to go. I was thinking in order to get to the other, maybe we should do 5 and 5. She said she has to leave.
That's a good point. Actually, it's 9:54, so she has to leave in 5 minutes. So is there any objection to having Arlene lay out her views on cost-cutting, and then we'll come back exactly where we left off and finish this other debate? Any objection? Okay, go ahead, Arlene.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just have to pull it back up. I had switched to Lydia's proposal. There we go. Okay. Okay, on the cost cutting, if you're looking at part one, A, we had to do with candidate statements, and I'm not sure what the three alternative proposals are, but I personally would think that a good thing for us to do would be to send out a very abbreviated candidate statement or whatever with the ballot and have at-length statements on the website and then make it clear that if people don't have access to the website or need us to mail them to them, they can call or send in a request, and we will mail them out. But otherwise, making the candidate statements available through the website. That would be my thought on that one. I don't really have an opinion on B. I don't know if that's possible or not. Number C, definitely we need to continue to use that and expand it, and we want to make sure that it's available station-specific and with all candidate statements
on the
website.
I'm sorry to interrupt. For those who are not on a computer, you're referring to a central elections website.
Right. Okay. D, I'm concerned about. Bulk rate is iffy. You don't get returns, and it's I'm concerned about that one, even though it would save us quite a bit of money. I'm certainly willing to listen to whatever the PNB recommends there, but my recommendation is that we need to use first class. E is talking about strongly encouraging LESs to maximize the use of volunteers, and I totally agree with that. I also agree with F, encourage them to, you know, forward any cost-cutting suggestions that they might have. G talks about carts to be aired at the five stations and recruitment with email to whatever email list that we have and on the website, and I think that's definitely a good plan. H, again, a good plan, using press releases, and I, if anybody's got any ideas on how to run the election with, you know, at less cost, great, send them in. I think I already mentioned that I was very concerned about D. That would concern me. I think we need to use first class. And in terms of the fundraising, I think they're both good suggestions, as I mentioned earlier. If anybody's got any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Arlene before she goes?
Yeah, Carolyn.
Yes.
Okay, Carolyn, and who is the second person?
Nancy.
Okay, Carolyn first.
I'll still let Nancy go, please.
Oh.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, Nancy, Arlene, why is it you believe a first class is better than bulk rate?
Because first class, number one, you get returned if they aren't deliverable. And number two, you've got some sense of how long it's going to take. Bulk rate can get stuck in the post office for long periods of time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Lydia?
Yes, I just wanted to ask Arlene, last time for the last election, did we use bulk or first?
I'm pretty sure we used first class.
Okay.
I can double check that if you want me to, but I'm pretty sure we did.
Carolyn,
that's always been a huge question, and I know there is another format. The 1 year we actually mandated that the ballots must go out first class, and our supervisor at the time said no, and it was a disaster because we never get the returns. The returns are the crucial thing. There is a new class, and I forget what it is. I'll have to look it up, and I'll send you a report of a less expensive first class, but by which you do get returns. But between that and the post office's new list cleaning system, we do. But don't forget, there is a mandate in, I think it was really passed in perpetuity, that the every station send out a mailing in July, first class, clean the list with the returns from that mailing.
Absolutely.
You can't avoid that.
You mean sending it out for verification?
Fundraiser and notification, and just for the purposes of cleaning the list. The post office, since that was mandated, the post office has developed a system for cleaning lists.
They have a system, and I thought that was what we used. Was that we sent the list out for the post office system.
I don't know that gives us the envelopes in our hands that say that this person has moved, where to, non-deliverable. Those returns are what we need. So we need to do some investigation of what the post office system can offer us and cut costs on that. But we cannot use bulk rate at all. Thank you.
Okay.
If we did an earlier mailing on the last election, I'm not aware of it, Carolyn. But maybe we did.
Did I hear?
Well, that was the problem, I think.
Fred in the stack.
Oh, Fred. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I'd just like to reiterate what Carolyn said. Institutional experience with bulk rate was we tried it once and it was a complete disaster. I think there is a pre-sorted first class.
Yes, there is.
And I think you can save a little bit of money on that.
Right.
But rate is a disaster.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, last call for questions for Arlene before she leaves.
Nancy has a question.
Yes.
It's okay. Does that include a colored envelope? Because that was very helpful for many people when we had a colored envelope. That was two elections ago, or does it make it more costlier? And I think it was light blue two elections ago for us.
I personally think it's a pretty good idea to do something like that to call attention to it. It's usually a little bit more costly, but not an enormous amount.
Okay, I don't know about the appropriate color, but I think that is good because people are searching for their thing. The color helped a lot. That's all.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Arlene. So we'll let you know what the committee decides later tonight, and I'll be in touch about the interview.
Okay, good. I appreciate it, and feel free to call me with any additional questions or send me an email.
If I may.
Okay, quickly.
Yeah, quickly. When we volunteered to be on the team to do interviewing, I did volunteer. I was the fifth person, and I volunteered to sit in for anyone who was not available. So if you have four volunteers and one of them is missing, I will be there at the interview. Happy to do that. And just remember that we do need to have as many people as volunteered doing those, sitting in on the interviews. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Arlene.
Okay. I apologize for jumping off, but I do another meeting scheduled for 7:10. So.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Good night.
Thanks, everybody, and thanks for all your work. And please get your suggestions to me and let me know what your opinions are on these areas.
Okay.
Okie doke. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye bye.
All right. Now we are back on the motion from. Lydia, with the amendment from Jane. Jane, can you briefly summarize your amendment again?
Yes. So the motion would read everything is stated. You get to item two, direct the National Election Supervisor once hired to adhere to the timeline specified in Article 4, Section 5 of the bylaws with all the dates advanced by 2 months as follows: June 1 through June 30th nomination period, revised to August 1 through August 30th. August 15th, ballots to be mailed, revised to October 15th. September 30th, deadline for receipt of ballots, revised to November 30th. October 15th, deadline to complete ballot count and certify elections, revised to December 15th.
Bob, okay. This is Nia. I had asked to speak, and then the time ran out.
Yes.
Right, and Lydia also.
Okay.
We didn't vote to extend time, I guess, objection, right?
Oh, I thought without objection.
I had moved to extend by
10. Yeah, I thought that passed without objection.
That's what, okay.
Yeah, so go ahead, Nia.
Okay. I like the motion the way it is because it's an exception for 2012, and we put in the redundancy in number one where it says delay for 2012. It's good because a lot of us here, or some of us might not be around next year or the year after. So it's good to have this as historical correct information because sometimes history gets lost around here. I think the motion is quite detailed, and I would support leaving it as is for someone else coming behind us and for the newly hired election supervisor, whosoever he or she might be, to see exactly what it's clear, there's no ambiguity, and I support leaving it as is.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So I object to the amendment because, it's redundant, but it adds words. It adds words that are not in the bylaws. And so, I mean, that's the election supervisor will be able to simplify the language for that. But in terms of the motion, we need to be very careful to assure those reading it because the motion is specifically for the board. And they need to feel confident that it is being moved up exactly 2 months. So it's very important to show the previous date and the current date. The way that the amendment read, it adds and deletes words that are not in the bylaws, and then that's going to open up for greater discussion. I had come up with exactly what Jane had come up with originally when trying to figure out the dates, and then, it was clear that you really needed to have it side by side with what you're changing it from to what you're changing it to. And so that people can compare and make sure it is the 60 days and so forth. So, and we don't want to toy with any language because these are legal issues. As it is, we are, due to the exigent circumstances, having to take this significant step. So I would say we need to be as close to the bylaws as possible. So I will vote no on the amendment.
This is
okay.
Jane. I'd like to speak in if I
go
have
ahead.
A chance.
Yes. Well, first one, hold on 1 second. Anyone else who hasn't spoken on this amendment? Okay. Go ahead, Jane.
I just want to say that I think that you're really muddying the water by inserting language into the bylaws language because that, if anything, implies that you're amending the bylaws, and that's not the case at all. So the first suggestion that you insert the words 2012 election into that first clause I thought was really good. That redundancy made sense to me. But
I'm not objecting to that. That's in there.
Right. So I thought that made sense. But to... I think it should just be really abundantly clear to anybody what you're talking about, and that is those four date change. They can go back and look and verify that indeed that is 60 days from each of the relevant dates, but by inserting these changes in the bylaws language, it implies that you're trying to change the bylaws, and I think I see that as a big problem. I think you should keep it simple for people. Just say, this is what it means, nomination period October 30th, ballots to be mailed October 15th, deadline for receipt of ballots November 30th, deadline to complete ballot count and certify election results December 15th, and anybody can go back and see that those dates are indeed 60 days from the ones that are in the bylaws.
Okay, anyone else on this amendment? Go ahead, Manager.
Listening to this, if we, in order, I know that it's going to be redundant, but I don't know what people think about adding, for example, October, then put 2012. If you put that, so it's clear that it's only this one. This is an exception. Doesn't change anything. It's only about this year's. That's it.
Okay.
Well, you could do it in the clause. It says item two. With all dates for the 2012 election advanced by 2 months.
Exactly.
So you could simply repeat all dates for the 2012 election.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask
you. Follows.
Just
Therese,
on that last.
Therese, I'd like to make a comment, too.
Okay, hang on. I just want to pick up on that suggestion and ask if there's any objection. This is not instead of any other amendment. It's just as an additional part of the motion in point two, where it says with all dates. It would insert the words with all dates for the 2012 election and then back to what it says advanced by 2 months. Does anyone object to adding those four words there?
No.
Okay. All right. So that's been added as well as we earlier added the 2012 and point one. Yes.
Because I'm revising it as we go along.
Right.
But I'm still keeping the in number one.
Right.
The two-month election delay for 2012.
In both places, it'll now be added.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So then, I'm sorry. Who asked to speak?
Nancy. Our question.
Nancy. Okay. Go ahead.
Teresa. August 30th will remain 30th or 31st.
If I could answer that, I believe that last year the bylaws were amended to correct what was seen as an error because it said July 1st rather than June 30th because someone said that that was 31 days. So to make it consistent with 30 days, it was June 30th. So similarly, if we're changing June 1st to August 1st, then we change June 30th to August 30th.
Okay,
Teresa.
I guess I would like to, I would still like to, if nothing else, give a little bit of leeway for our election supervisor to move it up, if possible. And
what's the it?
The dates. If we are pushing it to the very, very last minute so that we get in trouble if something happens. I mean, we're saying that we're going to get in trouble with California law if we take it past 60 days, and we're taking it to the very last day. I still don't understand why we're not giving ourselves just a little bit of wiggle room to push it up a little bit. I mean, do you like it when somebody, if you give them an inch, takes the very, very maximum? I just, I know it's stressful. I know that, you know, we've really messed it up, but our habits are that we push things and then somebody fails to do something and we screw up. And, I mean, if you won't take my advice about moving the first deadline up because we're literally only training people in July, but can we at least put something in there to give the election supervisor the option of moving things up if the election supervisor finds it's doable? Thank you.
Okay. I think, Nia, we're just about at time, aren't we?
Okay. To take you off mute and check. 1 minute, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Well, in the meantime.
40 seconds.
Yes. So we really need to go to a vote on the amendment on the floor and then on the main motion. So,
can I be clear about what the amendment is?
Yes. Please do.
So item two would read, direct National Election Supervisor once hired to adhere to the timeline specified in Article 4, Section 5 of the bylaws with all dates for the 2012 election advanced by 2 months as follows. August 1 through 30th, nominating period. October 15th, ballots to be mailed. November 15th, deadline for receipt of ballots. December 15th, deadline for complete ballot count and certify election results.
Okay, and just to further be clear, that would also mean deleting the current language in Lydia's motion where she quotes verbatim the bylaws. Is that correct?
Well, right.
Okay.
She has new dates in brackets.
Right. But so it's a substitute.
So you would
strike new dates
in brackets and replace it with those specific dates.
I don't follow you. Would the bylaws language be in there or not in there?
No, not.
Okay, so it's strict. So that.
So you reference the bylaws.
Right. You reference it by article such and such, section such and such, but you don't actually quote it and compare dates in the text the way she does. Okay, so that would be stricken, and your language would be added instead. Is everyone clear? Is anyone unclear what they're voting on? Okay, so why don't you call the roll, Jane, on your amendment?
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, on the amendment.
I'm sorry, I have to insert a column here. 1 second. Okay. Sasha Futron? Sasha, are you there? Anthony?
I'll vote yes.
Andrea, are you there? Lydia?
I vote no.
Is Ken online? Fred Blair?
Yes.
Wesley?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Nancy?
Excuse me, did Teresa say yes or no?
Teresa said pass.
Oh, pass. Okay.
Oh, pass.
Nancy votes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Teresa
Nancy?
Said pass. Nancy says yes.
Nia?
No.
Manage?
Yes.
Carolyn?
I'm sorry, I had to go off the call for a minute. Could you repeat the question?
The question is, rather than cite the entire clause of the bylaws with the way it is in the motion that Lydia distributed to us, that we would revise the second bullet point, the second item, to reference the specific dates. So with all dates advanced by 2 months as follows, and then list the four changes, which...
Yes, I vote yes on that. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob?
No.
Is Revlin on the call, or Ivan? Jane votes yes. Sasha, are you there? Or Andrea?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I was on mute. Yeah, no.
This is Sasha?
No. This is Andrea.
No. Thank you, Andrea.
Uh-huh, thank you. Sorry.
Is Sasha
I'm
on the call?
Having bad connections here.
That's fine.
Can
okay,
you
I
hear Sasha?
Teresa, did you want to vote?
I'll say yes. Did you get Sasha's vote?
Sasha voted no. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 no votes.
A point of information, Jane. Point of information, Jane.
Yes.
I didn't hear Sasha's vote.
I meant Andrea. I'm sorry. Did Sasha vote? Is Sasha there? Sasha, are you there?
Jane, have you called everybody on the committee? Isn't Anthony Fest on the committee?
Yes, Anthony voted yes.
He voted yes.
Okay,
the
go
only
ahead.
Person
go
I
ahead.
Can't hear is Sasha. Is Sasha there?
No, it sounds like she's not.
I have 9 yeses and 4 noes.
Okay, so the amendment is adopted. So now we're going to vote on the entire motion as just amended with the other amendments that we agreed earlier to insert the language about 2012. Okay, so is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Can I ask somebody to please stop the speakerphone? We're getting this horrible noise.
Yes, that's true. If anyone has their phone on speaker, please take it off. Okay, so is there any objection to the motion as amended? Okay, hearing none, the motion is adopted. Okay, thank you everyone for bearing with us. Let's go on to the next item, which is the firm, what to do with the two firms that are still interested in working on this.
Point of information?
Yes.
Can we vote on this contract in open session?
No. I'm not proposing that we discuss the pros and cons of this firm versus that. I'm simply asking, since Arlene said her desire is to have this settled quickly, and I asked if it could wait till the June 19th meeting of this committee, and she was concerned about waiting that long. So I'm asking the committee by what process should we make our recommendation known, since we haven't had time to go through them and, you know, give pros and cons about this company versus that. So should we have a working group to do that before the 19th, or is there some other proposal how to handle this?
Bob, can you please ask again somebody to turn off their speaker, because all this horrible all this echoing noise is going to go on the stream, and it's real hard to understand.
Right. No, absolutely.
I second that one. I just horrible.
Okay. Well, it seems to have I don't know. We've asked 3 times. I think we just need to plunge forward. So.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. What do folks think about the idea of a working group to try to work more quickly than the 19th to go through the two applications? And obviously they could take feedback via email from the entire committee, but that they would have maybe one conference call to discuss what their suggestion is. And after all, this is not a binding thing anyway, so it wouldn't have to. I mean, it would be better if the whole committee could weigh in, but since Arlene said that might be a problem, what do people think? What do people want to do?
This is Nia.
Yeah.
Bob.
Go ahead.
I'm just throwing this out. When the four of you interview the people, is there a way to for us to listen in or to record what they're saying so we could hear their interviews and then maybe by mail give an opinion? I'm just clutching at straws here. I can't think of how else we could do it.
Well, actually, those are 2 different questions. One is about the candidates for NES, but what I was asking about was something different, which is the firms to do just the balloting and tabulation.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they're
sorry.
Separate processes. So,
sorry.
It's okay. So, any other thoughts? I mean, would there be an objection to forming a working group to go through the two firms' applications and then have one phone call, which really anyone on the committee could join if they wanted to, but we'd at least need, I would say, maybe 3 people at a minimum, just so we have a diversity of opinions and experiences. And then they would write up, you know, briefly a report to Arlene and to this committee saying, well, we found firm A to be superior because of X, Y, and Z. Well, is anyone willing to be on such a working group? It would have to meet, I guess, within the next. Well, she said the 19th was too late. She didn't say exactly by what deadline she needed. Maybe today is the 6th, so maybe within week or 10 days max.
This is Lydia.
Yes. Today's the 5th. Sorry. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. Well, I think I'm kind of lost. But when we were asking Arlene, and she said by Monday she was hoping to announce the election supervisor. So
correct.
It seems to me, and she said that neither one of the candidates were specific enough for her to send to us regarding the actual, companies. So, but she didn't want to wait until our prospective following meeting, right?
Right.
Okay. So I had at that point said that maybe that we could all meet, but before that. I don't know if that's a possibility.
What date would you propose? Because it's pretty jammed on
Friday. Next Friday.
Friday, the
11th. No, is that the 8th?
No, this Friday is the 8th, and the next one will be the 15th. But
well,
we have to give 7 days. We have to give 7 days notice for any meeting.
Right. So a week from this Friday.
Till the 15th.
Yeah.
You're proposing the committee have a special meeting on the 15th just on this one issue? Is that what you're saying?
And that an executive session be noticed as well. Both, because you have to report it.
What I understand you to say is only an executive session on this one topic.
Always need the public to report out, public session, to report out.
Okay. But, yeah.
Nancy.
That would just be a very brief report out at the end.
Yeah,
okay.
So it would be the executive session notice first at 5:30 with the, report out at... I'm not at 5:30. At 8:30 with a report out at whatever we decide. 8:00.
Okay, Nancy?
Yes, if it's a task force, we don't have to have the 7 days in advance, do we?
Right, but
Lydia is
proposing
the full committee meeting.
Yeah. Okay, do I take that as a motion, Lydia?
That's a motion, but inviting the newly hired election supervisor. If Arlene is going to hire on Monday, then we would. I mean, otherwise we're operating in a vacuum.
Right. Okay. Is there any discussion on Lydia's motion that the committee have a special executive session on Friday, June 15th at 8:30 Eastern, with then a very brief public report out after that's done, just for the sole purpose of recommending one of the two firms that have applied to do balloting and tabulation. Any discussion?
This is Jane. I object.
Yes. Go ahead. No, any discussion? You want to give a reason?
It is the executive director's job, and I think that the work the committee is doing to try to...
This noise is annoying. I cannot hear anything. This noise, I don't know what is the noise from whose telephone is.
No, I agree.
Maybe who is talking? The person who's talking, maybe they have it. They are on speakerphone. Beyond what's reasonable
for a volunteer board member, and for the members of this committee that are members of the national board, and you're putting yourselves through this and more, I just say there's something wrong.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay.
This is Andrea. Going to be on any longer, Bob? I mean, do we have?
The committee voted before you came on the call to continue another hour till 11:30 Eastern.
I'm going to have to go.
All right. Well, sorry to see you go.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So let me ask Lydia a question. What would be the difference between just simply having a working group versus a committee, especially if there's a quorum problem? Then wouldn't that prevent any meeting at all from happening? Whereas if it was a working group, there is no quorum.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'll withdraw the full committee motion and join the working group and propose next Friday.
Okay. So now with that as the proposal, who would be available on Friday the 15th?
Well, I will.
Okay, Lydia.
Yeah, Nancy will do it.
Okay. Nancy, who else?
Manager, I'm available.
Okay. Anyone else? Unfortunately, I'm not available that night. Is there anyone else? I'm sorry, who was the last person who volunteered?
Fred,
okay. And Jane, you had a question?
Yeah, so the motion is to establish a work group. We'll meet on Friday, July what? Or June what?
June 15th.
Establish a work group to meet on...
Hold on. Let Jane finish. Go ahead, Jane.
There's a motion to establish a work group that the two remaining candidates for balloting and tabulation a recommendation.
Yeah, let's not use the word candidates because that's too confusing with the NES candidates. Let's just say the two firms that bid for balloting and tabulation.
Bob?
Yes.
This is Nancy. I had volunteered to help Fred about doing like this, you know, exactly what we're doing. And I didn't do a thing. I was so busy and I forgot. And I really would like to say anybody else on this committee that would like to help and take time to read on those companies, even if you're not volunteering officially, I think it would be welcome if you send an email to whoever's in charge of this or to Bob.
Okay, no, that's a good point. I think they can send it to the listserv, and then we can all read whatever their comments are, whether or not you can be on the call on the 15th. So,
yes.
All right. So is there any objection to this motion? It's to...
I'm sorry, that's time.
That's okay. Jane, do you have it down? Can you read it back?
Motion is to establish a work group to vet the two firms that have placed bids to provide balloting and tabulation services and make a recommendation to Arlene ASAP, proposed meeting date Friday, June 15th.
Okay, and that would be 8:30 Eastern, correct? Is that for the three of you who volunteered? Does that work, 8:30 Eastern?
Yes. Okay.
Is there any objection to that motion?
Yes, it does.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Manager, I said yes.
Oh, it works. Not that you're objecting. I'm asking, is there?
No, I'm not objecting.
Okay.
All
right.
Works.
So that motion.
No objection, but can notice be sent to all of us in case we can make it.
Absolutely. So
then volunteers are Lydia, Fred, Nancy.
Right.
And manager.
Four. Good. So we have four volunteers, and anyone else can join. It's open to the entire committee, and. So, Jane, could you get out that notice in the next 3 or 4 days?
Sure. Does there have to be some special arrangements made for the phone calls?
Yeah, that's another thing.
I'm assuming we can use the same access code as this.
That's true. Right. And since it doesn't have to be streamed, then we don't need to make any special arrangements. We just, use the same call, the same number we always do. That's right. So, no arrangements need to be made.
Okay.
Just make sure every committee member knows.
So the streamer knows?
We have to arrange
Hold on, one at a time. So. Wait, who is the first person who's speaking?
Carolyn, sorry, on the set.
Okay,
I think it's Nancy. So
Nancy,
the streamer, Bob is going to notify the streamer?
No.
Or,
this is a confidential call, so there's no stream.
Okay. So it's the same telephone number?
Yes.
Okay. Same code. Okay.
Yes. Nancy? Carolyn?
Yeah, you do actually have to notify the office and technicians, John or Otis, so that they can make arrangements and they're paid for. They won't be on the call, but you do have to let them know that you're doing it.
Oh, I see. Thank you for clarifying that.
And it has been on the calendar.
Okay, very good. So we'll get those details attended to. Okay, so we've covered that point. So next on the agenda give me one second. Let me look here. Now we're up to the report of the cost-cutting working group. So we had agreed on 80 minutes, but we're going to break that up into point by point and just see how far we get by 11:30 Eastern. It's now 10:35. All right. So,
Bob.
Yes.
This is Jane. I'm going to sign off sometime very soon. I'm going to stay for a little bit longer to listen to the discussion of the candidate statements, but I won't be able to I don't think I'll be able to stay through to the end. So if Lydia can pick up taking notes on any votes from this point forward.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great.
Okay, I'll send you a little table with the votes if you want
terrific.
To.
Terrific. Thank you.
No, that's fine.
Not necessary? Okay.
Okay, yeah. No, thank you, Jane, and thank you, Lydia. Okay,
thank
so let's start with how to reduce costs. Point A is candidate statements. And Teresa, did you want to present the three options, and then we can discuss them? And, before you start, we allocated, 20 minutes for this item. So go ahead, Teresa. Teresa, are you there?
I'm sorry.
Somebody's cooking.
Yeah, there's some noise. Can someone quiet the noise in the background? Can they go on mute?
Okay, this is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Teresa, excuse me, before you get started, this was a good meeting, and I'm going to have to check out for right now, okay?
Okay, thanks, Andrea.
All right, thank you.
There is an important vote coming up right now, and that's what I'm discussing, so I'm hoping that if you're going to vote on this, especially if you vote for what I feel that you'll stay on the call.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Teresa.
Me too.
Okay. In my opinion, it's a little bit confusing the way it is stated. There are three things that we have to vote on, and the first one is called truncated candidate statements in the packet of 100 words or less with an opt-in through email and a toll-free number. So that means that you'll get something in the mail, and it'll have very brief statements, just like the Audubon Society, the Sierra Club, the ACLU, there was another one that I've recently looked at. But the statements are brief. And it will say, if you want a more elaborate more complete candidate statements, either call this number or email, and we will send you a more complete thing. So if we do first class, this letter is going to cost us at least, what's postage now, 48 cents? What is it, 45 or 48?
44.
Okay, so if we go first class, the minimum it's going to cost us in postage is 44 cents. If we add a lot of other things in it, it's going to be more costly. So
the second ounce is 20 cents.
I'm sorry?
The second ounce is 20 cents extra.
Okay.
Actually, it's 45 cents, and you can send six sheets of ordinary typing paper for the same price.
Right. Well, I when I figure it out, we have at least an introductory statement. We have a couple sheets of candidate statements, even if they're only 100 words per person. We have a solicitation for money. We have an envelope, and we have a ballot. So it's getting up there. My thought is I want people to have to say if they want more complete information. We should more heavily utilize our website. People can go to the library if they want to go to the website, or we can even make a computer available at our stations if people want to use a website. But I want people to actually, if they want more extensive statements, I want them to ask for it. Now, item number two is we give them a little postcard to respond if they want more information. Past experience has shown...